He sat up in his opened window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
This is Legs McNeil, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Tune in all kinds of creative community voices on the radio, 90.7 FM, Saturday, August 20th, including at 9 a.m. Season 2 of the radio play I Have Seen Niagara ends with a song on the WGXC Morning Show. And at 10 a.m., it's time for the Espionage Act on Turn On the News. The Radio Art Hour at 11 a.m. features works from Dmitry Nikolaev, Andrea Sodomka, and Gregory Whitehead. At noon, it's time for the countdown of the latest hits with U.S. Girls, Chris Forsyth, Matthew Shipp, and others. At 3 p.m., we're live from Wave Farm with the music fellows from Art Oh My this summer. Art Oh My Music, live on the radio from 3 to 4 p.m., a performance on the Wave Farm deck. And then in the Wave Farm studio at 4 p.m., Kamari Carter and Julian Day, the current Wave Farm artists in residence, are live for 2 hours on the radio. Liz LeJudice's echolocation show is on at 6 p.m. with some Hudson River sounds. Then at 7 p.m. it's time for All Things Cage, this week with a new release by the Latvian Radio Choir, John Cage Choral Works, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
My name is Sahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
My name is Mila. I am 8 years old, and I am from Portland, Oregon.
And Fatia and Georgia and some of our other friends are here every week talking about
books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And we're so glad to have Mila joining us again. This is Mila's second time with us on the radio. Mila is my niece and an avid reader. And Mila was visiting here in Hudson recently, and we read so many books together. It was really fun. Did you have a favorite book that we read together? We read a lot of picture books. Did you have any that you thought were funny or that you liked?
Yeah.
Which one?
A lot.
I know one that you thought was pretty funny. It was called, like, Baby Changing Station.
We'll talk about that.
It was pretty funny. it's told from this perspective of a kid who has a baby brother who he's starting to get a little annoyed with because the baby gets so much attention and everything that the baby does is like, oh, that baby's so amazing. And then one day his parents decide that it's time for him to help out with the baby right when the baby gets a really stinky diaper at a restaurant. And so the brother has to take the baby into the bathroom to like change his diaper. And he's doing all this work. And then all of a sudden the screen on the wall gives him a magic offer that he has a limited time to take, that he can get rid of this baby and get prizes. And nobody will know that the baby's gone. Nobody will remember. It's like a memory wiping thing. But with each prize that is explained that he could win for getting rid of his baby brother, he pictures how much fun it would be to use that prize with the baby when the baby grows up. And so, spoiler alert, he keeps the baby brother, even though he might have to change some more dirty diapers. It's pretty fun, and it's got like rhyming text, and it's pretty cool. I also like the book we read called Ice Cream Face, even though the ending was a little unrealistic. But any book about ice cream is pretty fun. So what did you think of Hudson, Mila?
It was good.
What did you think of the library?
It was good, nice.
You went to do the treasure hunt? You found some treasure in the library. And then she ate it. Because there was candy. Well, anyways, we'll move on to talking about some books. And I know Fatia is only able to be on the radio for a little bit today. So we're going to start with Fatia.
I have, it's like a poem. It's called Tomorrow. How I love tomorrow, the day when I'll be well, the day I'll lay down my sorrow and have my dreams fulfilled. When I need some dough, when peace and joy elude, I just think about tomorrow and I can make it all in strid. I can bear all things today, 'cause according to God's word, they soon will pass away, and that might just be my tomorrow. And I think it's by Ethan Orja. I can't really read the name because it's kind of hard to say.
That's okay. That sounds like a very lovely poem. What made you choose that poem?
What made me choose this poem is because it's very lovely and thought, and like whenever I'm like sad, I kind of think the same thing as that poem said, like that part at the end where tomorrow all of my sorrows will pass away, and I really like that part. And I actually liked the whole poem. It was really nice.
Thank you for sharing that. I know Mila has a book that she's been reading. She's not quite done with it, but she could tell us what it's about and what she likes about it so far. I know one thing I like about it. It has really funny chapter titles. So what's the book you wanted to talk about, Mila?
So it's called Rhythm of Some Heal from G.O. Vodke. So it's about a family who, like, they couldn't live it on Earth anymore, so they left, at first they left to Mars, and they were staying there for a while, but then eventually they left, and they went to a different planet, and they, like, lived there for a long time, and they like, stayed there for a while. But then, I know some giant mosquitoes there. And also, they got a message there that said that they could come to this planet that they live in. And then they went on a planet and they just slept the whole rocket ship ride. But during that time, they changed their mind. And then they're trying to make it so that the animals who kind of look like giant mosquitoes who live there don't want them to be there. And then they're having like a dinner. Then they're having like this dinner party. And then the Zahoy kids decide that they could on the Sahui kids said that it would be nice if they went to their school. And I'm at the school and it's the first day and a lot of them all scared of them. And that's basically what I've got to.
That sounds really great.
They also like full motion, they make smell.
Wait, what?
To show emotion, they also make smell.
Like good smells and bad smells?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's and intense. They also don't like singing and jokes.
That's tough. Because you like both of those things. I like both of those things, too.
They think jokes are rude.
Sometimes they are. Some jokes are rude.
But I think all jokes are, like, really rude. So that's basically everything about the book.
Oh, it sounds really fun. Do the mosquitoes buzz in people's ears and do they sting? Like, are they like little mosquitoes or are they just look like mosquitoes?
They look like mosquitoes, but they don't buzz in people's ears.
They don't bite you.
Yeah. They're like as big as humans.
Yeah, that's why it was scary sounding to me because mosquitoes really like me. Like, I'm the best bug spray you could have or insect repellent you could have because all the bugs will come to me instead of you if I'm standing next to you. And idea of big mosquitoes is pretty terrifying to me. But if they just look like mosquitoes, then that's different.
Yeah. The only thing that's like mosquitoes is they have, like, things to sip things from. Like, their mouth looks like they use the same mouth as mosquito. And that's basic. And they can fly. They look like mosquitoes.
Is the book pretty funny?
Yeah.
So even though mosquitoes don't like jokes, the book's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So they might not like the book because they might say it's rude.
No, they just don't like jokes. They don't like it. They might think that they're funny, but they just don't like jokes.
Well, it's a fine line sometimes between what's a joke and what's funny.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'll have to read that one sometime. It sounded really good. I like to read books that are suggested to me. I don't always get to all of them because people suggest books to me all the time. But the last time Mila was on the show, she talked about two books. And one of them I'm in the middle of, and one of them I read. So maybe I'll read that one too. And we're sort of in a book club together. Mila and my mom, who's her Nana, read books together. Mostly Mila and Nana. I join in sometimes. Did you and Nana pick out what your next book is going to be? I know you narrowed it down to three.
No, I can't decide. They all look very good.
Well, you could read them all just one at a time.
Yeah, I know, but I can't decide which one I should read first.
Maybe our listeners can weigh in. We're trying to decide between A Wrinkle in Time, Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, and Anastasia Krupnik. Or something like, it's one of the Anastasia books, which I loved the Anastasia books when I was a kid, but I haven't read them since I was a kid, so I don't know if they hold up over time. But Wrinkle in Time does. I've read that book more recently. And I don't know if I ever read Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, but I watched the animated movie, The Secret of Nim, which is based on that book, and I was both like horrified by it and like obsessed with it. There are like scary parts that I was like, oh my goodness. It seemed really dark at times for a kid's movie. But that's that. Oh, and I didn't talk about a book yet. I forgot. I still have to share a book. So I shared a graphic novel that I read recently called Sea Sirens, A Trot and Cap'n Bill Adventure, which is the first in a so far two-book series by Amy Chu and Janet K. Lee, which centers on the adventures of Trot and Cap'n Bill, who are a young girl who loves to surf. She lives with her mom and her grandfather, who has dementia, so forgets things from time to time, but not all the time. And her cat, who's kind of like this older cat with one blind eye, and he goes surfing with Trot. which is pretty cool. Have you ever seen a surfing cat?
No.
I feel like I've seen videos of cats that do things that most cats that I've known in my life would never do, like ride a motorcycle or go on a skateboard with their human. I can't remember if I've seen a surfing cat, but in the first book, it's called Sea Sirens, and Trot and Cap'n Bill end up going to this underwater kingdom ruled by sea sirens and helping out with a dispute that the sea sirens have with another group. And it's this beautiful underwater adventure. They get the sea sirens give them the power to breathe underwater. And in doing so, Cap'n Bill, the cat, can also communicate verbally. They give him the power to communicate verbally. And then Grandpa gets pulled in on the adventure too. And they make new friends. And so in the second book, there's some, at the beginning, you can tell that there's still some communication between Trot and Cap'n Bill and Grandpa and the underwater friends that they've made. And something happens underwater that makes it so that one of the sea sirens has to come above water, you know, onto the land to help try to save their friend. And so it's sort of a reverse adventure where the underwater character comes above water. And it's called Sky Island, this new book or second book. And one of the things in play in this book is an old amusement park. They meet a woman whose family used to own and run this amusement park called Sky Island. And something about the friend that needs help has to do with this abandoned water park, amusement park. And it's pretty fun. I hadn't heard of this series until this summer, with the summer reading program being Oceans of Possibility. It came up on a list of potential titles that had a good fit because a lot of it takes place in the ocean or by the ocean. And it's pretty fun. I'm not sure if any more are being written, but I liked these two. And I felt like it worked as a duo, like two books. I don't know if there need to be more, but I do like the characters and the worlds. The underwater world in the first one was like really cool, and visually, because it's a graphic novel, like seeing this underwater kingdom was really pretty and, you know, imaginative and fantastical. And I really enjoyed that. And so I wasn't sure if them being above land, if it would measure up, but I think having this abandoned water park and seeing what it's become, like that part was pretty interesting in a similar way, where you get to see like a really cool, special place. So yeah, that's Sky Island, a Trot and Cap'n Bill adventure. Number two.
Cool.
I know we talk about graphic novels on the show a lot, especially me and Georgia, because we both love them so much. Georgia couldn't be here this week, but hopefully we'll be back next week. But I know that you read a bunch of graphic novels too, Mila.
Yeah.
Do you have any that stand out as favorites that you've read?
Not really. Some I liked more than others.
Do you have any that you would suggest to our listeners? Doesn't have to be your favorite, just one that comes to mind as something people would like.
I really liked that. It's like a series of daily, I forgot what it's called, but it's like they're like, and what's called like egg on something, like on the spot or something like that.
Do you remember what it's about?
So it's basically about it's about two people who live together. One's really interested in rocks, and they're living together, and it's pretty interesting. And you gave it to me, I remember.
Huh. One of them's really into rocks.
Do you know what it's called?
Why am I blanking on this? I can't remember. I wonder if it's one I haven't read yet. Was it one of the early readers? Like a preview copy?
No.
I
read it with my mom. Also, one that was related to rocket potatoes.
Rocket potatoes?
Yeah.
What kind of books am I giving you? I have no idea what these books are. That's so funny. It's going to come to me like an hour later.
Like, oh yeah, rocket potatoes. I'm trying to think of the ones like I can think of that I remember giving you recently, at least. Maybe that was maybe these were a long time ago. I gave you the Shirley and Jamila books and Katie the cat sitter, I think.
What?
Shirley and Jamila, they're the ones that they're two girls that like solve mysteries and help people out. And then there's Katie the cat sitter.
Maybe I can help you by saying that the book was about animals.
It's about animals.
The main characters were animals.
Oh, is it the Mr. Wolf's class books?
No.
No? Because they're all animals. There's like Sweater Weather and Ugly Duck, or is that what it's called? Maybe it's not Ugly Duck. There's something, Odd Duck.
No.
Those are about animals. Those are by Sarah Varin. They're very cute. I love Sarah Varin's comics.
And it was this type of book, like a graphic novel. Graphic novel.
Oh, you have pictures in it?
Yeah, but the pictures were, there wasn't that many. And they won't think that book.
Oh. Maybe it was a preview one.
No, it was like meant to be not be in color.
It was meant to not be in color. I have no idea what these books are. Fascinating. I was trying to look up Rocket Potatoes book. Nothing came up.
It was just like one chapter about rocket potatoes.
Oh.
In one of the books. It's a series that you gave me. Okay, one of the books in the series you did not give me. The other book in the series you did give me.
Hmm. Do you remember what the main characters' animals are? Like, what kind of animals they are?
I think one was a skunk. Something.
Skunk?
I don't know what it was. The animals were. That's funny. I just don't know. I just know that they were animals.
I bet there's some kid out there listening that's like, it's this book! Like, they like really want to tell me. If they are out there and they know what the book is, come by the library and tell me what the book is. Because I would love to know. Help us solve the mystery. Be like Shirley and Jamila.
Find it out soon, because I go back to Abu Dhabi. It's on my bookshelf.
Oh, okay, yeah, you'll have to report back. That's cool. Well, I'm sorry we weren't able to suggest that book to someone because we don't know what it's called, but it's a good mystery. It's nice to have a book mystery occasionally. People often come to the library with book mysteries where they say they want to get a book and they know they checked it out from us before and they know it has a blue cover with a lady's face, like half of a lady's face on it. And then we try to guess what it is. And sometimes they know like, oh, it's a mystery or it's a romance or something, or it's set in Oklahoma or it's set in Italy. And that can help us narrow it down. But sometimes we just have to be like, do we remember this cover? And sometimes I do. And I feel pretty proud of myself. But sometimes I have no idea. And it's really hard. Or I think I know and I find it. And they're like, no, that's not it. But we do our best. So if anyone comes looking for a book on rocket potatoes, but not on rocket potatoes, just that there's a chapter where there's a rocket potato, I'll do my best to try to find it. I don't even know what a rocket potato is. What is a rocket potato?
It's a type of potato.
It's a what?
It's a type of potato.
It's a type of potato?
Yeah.
And it's a rocket?
When they're saying rocket potato, they mean something else.
Oh. Okay, that makes it even more confusing.
They don't mean the type of potato, they mean like rocket potato when they threw the potato. That's what they said.
Oh, they throw the potato?
And they say rocket potato, you know, it's just...
Because it's like flying potato?
Yeah, rocket potato. And left on the corn for like forever, like a year. maybe like it's like a month. I don't know how long it is.
Okay.
So, bye. Well,
on that note, we should probably wrap up the radio show for today. But we want to encourage all of our listeners out here that the summer reading program at the library is ending. And so if you've been doing your reading this summer and tracking your reading, you'll want to make sure to come by the library, the Hudson Area Library, by August 22nd, which is Monday, to get your raffle tickets, because we're going to be picking the raffle winners on August 23rd. So make sure to get your tickets in there. They can maybe win one of the fun prizes. So stop on by, get your ticket, and cross your fingers until the 23rd. And then we hope you'll continue reading all summer long. But on that note, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you to Mila for joining us today. Batia had to leave a little bit earlier, but said goodbye in the comments. But we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Okay, so as soon as I finished recording the radio show with Mila, I did in fact remember or figure out what the book was that she was talking about that was a big mystery. So here's the resolution for the mystery. The book series is called Skunk and Badger, so she remembered correctly that it was a skunk. And it's by Amy Timberlake with pictures by John Klassen. So it's a middle grade novel. It's not quite a graphic novel. It doesn't have panels and speech bubbles and stuff like that. But it's an illustrated chapter book that's supposed to be very fun. It has great illustrations by John Klassen. And the second book in the series is called Eggs Marks the Spot, which is a very hard title to say. I'll read the description for the first book. No one wants a skunk. They are unwelcome on front stoops. They should not linger in important rock rooms. Skunks should never, ever be allowed to move in. But Skunk is Badger's new roommate, and there is nothing Badger can do about it. When Skunk plows into Badger's life, everything Badger knows is upended. Tails are flipped, the wrong animal is sprayed, and why, oh why, are there so many chickens? No! That's a great book description. And I'm going to mark it as to read. So look forward to reading that one. But thanks everyone for listening. Just wanted to report back on the mystery book. Enjoy your weekend.